information, when you read it, really, is that that the commissioners themselves have blackjacked and have used pressure. That's his allegation. And I think the commissioners are the proper ones to refute that charge. And that's the reason in this statement we had here, we just started off by simply saying that that Senator Bates is an unmitigated liar and suggested that the trustees have engaged blackjack.
I don't like that, though. That looks like he's made you real mad and you've lost your temper.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. The average fella does.
Yeah.
I think if you say not one member of the trustees of Park Bird know of any coercion involved in the solicitation of funds or have ever had any complaint of that nature from any contributor.
Yep.
To date, less than 100 people contributed approximately $200,000, of which $130,000 have been spent solely for land acquisition. No money has been spent for any other purpose. A full auditor accounting of all receipts and expenditures be available when the remaining one landowner transaction, which is now in court, is completed. No member of the Senate Investigating Committee other than the chairman has reported to us any impropriety. As a matter of fact, one member of the Senate Committee is a contributor. The trustees of the Park Fund have let it be known. We, the trustees, of the Park Fund have let it be known that if any person will produce one shred of evidence, wrongdoing, or impropriety, it'll be immediately and thoroughly investigated and acted upon. Political rumor and gossip and not evidence seem to be the only basis of statements made by Senator Bates. If Senator Bates will produce evidence to support his charges to me or the commission, any appropriate action justified be taken at once. This board is not going to be a party to any impropriety regarding park funds or political smears. This appears to be a lot of political hogwash issued in the last days of the campaign by people who are getting desperate, and you can expect more of it as the campaign nears the end. You know, I got to thinking. I've tried to think of everything I've heard. There was some incident back there in the early days when something came up attacking the fund from somebody at Raymondville. Do you remember anything about it? You know my memory is never worth a damn. But somebody down in the valley, at Raymondville, I believe. I remember Bill Bauer telling me one night when he and a bunch of them were eating dinner with me. Were you ever up there when he was up there?
No.
He was up there with four or five people, Pete Caulfield and Bill Heath and a bunch of folks of that type. And I think he told me that some son of a bitching banker down at Raymondville had criticized this fund, said we ought to build a park or something. And I think he said that he called up Charlie Johnson, who runs a Mansfield port or something, and said, how much money you got in this fella's bank? And the fella told him, and he said, by God, you go over and get it out in the morning and tell him the reason you got it out. And it was a very threatening and very ill-advised and very tough statement, the way I heard it. But I didn't want to inquire and didn't want to say anything, and I just nodded and never responded because there's a crowd present. I didn't know Bill Bauer very well and so forth. But now, he did contribute $25,000, and he is a dredger, and he may have said something to, in this conversation, and this damn banker may be getting, is Raymondville in this fellow's district?
Yes.
Well, this banker may be doing it. Now, that's got to be checked out. I have a very vague memory. Now, it could have been about something else about me. Could be about my supporting the poverty program or something.
Yeah.
But I have the impression it was part. And I just racked my brain when I got AW to tell me this morning who had given the big amounts.
Yeah.
I don't want you to discuss that with any other human either, because it'll spread if a staff member knows.
That's right.
But that may account for this thing. This banker was mean and vicious for some reason to begin with. Do you ever remember reading any criticism from somebody in the Raymondville Bank?
No, that strikes no chord at all with me. Not at all.
Well, now, how do you feel about these two statements? Do you think this statement that I have read to you is a better statement in a lower key than the one you've got?
Well, it's certainly...
Your statement, the statement they're talking about, doesn't promise the public anything.
No, that's right. And the reason it didn't is because I know what all the facts are. And I'm not sure anybody else does. And I damn sure don't think they ought to promise them and I don't think your statement does it when you talk about an audit. I think that's one thing. But I don't think you ought to leave the... I sure don't think they ought to leave the impression even that they're going to divulge the donors the amount they donated.
Yeah, that's right. Well, does this do that?
No, no.
A full auditor accounting of all receipts and expenditures will be available when the remaining one landowner transaction, which is now in court, is completed.
Well, I think it leaves it open to question when you say a full accounting of all receipts would indicate that you divulge the source from which they came. But you don't say that. You might just deal in total amounts.
Well, would you say a full auditor accounting of the amount of receipts?
Yes. Or of the total receipts. Or the amount of the receipts. Of the total amount of the receipts.
A full auditor accounting of the total
receipts.
Of the
total receipts.
Well, we want amount, not names. Total amount of receipts.
Right.
Of receipts. And specifically how each dollar has been expended will be available when the remaining one landowner transaction, which is now in court, is completed. No money has been spent for any other purpose. A full auditor accounting of the total amount of receipts and specifically how each dollar has been expended will be available when the remaining one landowner transaction, which is now in court, is completed. Would you say auditor accounting or a full accounting?
I just say full accounting.
Full accounting. No member of the General Investigating Committee, other than Chairman, has reported, other than Senator Bates. Chairman dignifies him a little bit. Has reported to any member, or to us, I guess, to the board.
Not us.
Well, I thought I'd just try to make this a Will Odom statement.
Oh, all right.
Don't you think that's a little better than trying to tie the Dellinger and A.W. in it?
Well, he's certainly willing to do that.
To the board, any impropriety.
You got to remember, though, that they're trying to distinguish between the board as such and them acting individually as trustees.
Well, say to the trustees?
Yeah.
That's better. Trustees, any impropriety. As a matter of fact, one member of the Senate committee is a contributor. Is that make any difference? Would you say that or not?
I don't think it makes a whole lot of difference one way or the other.
I thought it would kind of show that there wasn't anything wrong, or he wouldn't be contributing.
Well, I think it adds a little bit to have it in there. I think it also may be, well, that's the reason the Senate Investigating Committee won't pursue it, though. Because he's one of the culprits, too. That's the other side of the coin.
Well, I don't want to involve him because he was trying to help him, so I guess that'll leave that out. That's your thought?
Yes, I think at this point at least, in this initial statement, you might leave it out and use that for rebuttal material because I don't think we've heard the end of it.
The trustees of the Park Fund have let it be known that any person who produced one shred of evidence of wrongdoing impropriety be immediately and fairly investigated and acted upon. An appropriate action to and acted upon. Political rumor and gossip and not evidence seem to be the only basis of statements made by Senator Bates. If Senator Bates or anyone else or do I guess we just better leave it to Bates, hadn't we?
Yes.
Senator Bates will produce evidence to support his charges to me or the trustees. Any appropriate action is justified to be taken at once. The trustees part of any empire regarding Park Fund or political smears. Would you take the last sentence off? This appears to be a lot of political hogwash issued in the last days of the campaign, but people are getting desperate and you expect more of it as the campaign nears the end. Not much proof that it's political.
Yes, I don't particularly like the way that approaches it. It obviously is politically inspired. But
might be better just stop the trustees, not get the trustees. Are not going to, is not, are not going to be a part of any impropriety regarding Park Funds or political campaigns.
Or
would you say
political or political smears.
All right. Any end there, huh?
Yes, I think I would. Because you've laid no predicate, really, for the last statement. You have to get a little more specific.
Yeah, and then they'll be asking for specific, you see.
Yeah.
Can you type that up on my...
Of course, I don't know why... I don't know why Bates, as I say, I don't know why in the hell he did it, but I suspect he may have done it to lay a predicate for the Republicans to pick this thing up and start making hay with it.
They do that on the president's clubs every day. And is Tower making hay?
No, as a matter of fact, Wagner has improved his position the last 10 days, and I think, as of now, I think we're in pretty good shape. We're in much better shape than we were 10 days ago. I don't think you can doubt about it. I think you can pick it up all over the state. I've done a lot of talking this week and to various people, ranging all the way from Ms. Hobby and Houston Hart down to the in South Texas, and San Antonio's moving. Wagner had a real good day down there. I called about 65, 70 people down at the ranch, as I told you. We had a hell of a good meeting there, and raised $46,000 there. And went Thursday lunch, and I've got all our people working in Houston, and I think we got our difficulties ironed out pretty well in Dallas.
I'm going to try to borrow some money tonight before I leave some bank and have Arthur Cram or Dave Lawrence give it to 10 or 12 candidates. He is here tonight. Wagner is. I have not seen him. He doesn't get here till 10, 11 o'clock. I don't know what he's coming up. Some court things.
Yes, I'll get a court opinion tomorrow. Supreme Court.
So, I thought we ought to try to help him if we're going to help the others, like Frank Clements and Morrison.